This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I just went outside the Traeger area where we have all the grills. I just wanted to see what it looked like after last night because we left at around 10 o'clock at night, right after we lost. And they made the announcement around 9:45. So we stayed around for a little bit. I went out there. There's a cooler out there. There's bottles out there. There's a large bottle of vodka that's on the bar out there. There's food trays out there as well. I guess we had a pretty good time last night going down in flames. Kirk Herbstreit did win. Herbie will join us coming up here in a little bit, get his thoughts on what's going on in college football and being told that the Big 12 will have a news conference coming up in about an hour from now. One Big 12 school is planning on practicing football today, from a source that we spoke to about an hour ago. Keep an eye and an ear on everything that's going on, and you can be part of the program, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning for Chat Row. Also, those watching on youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. And our great radio affiliates. We ask the NCAA, can college football players transfer without any penalty? And this is what we got. The Division I Council meets today and will begin working through the eligibility details over the next couple of days for the Division I Board of Directors to vote on it next week. The council extended eligibility for spring sports student athletes earlier this year. Right now, anyone in the portal in the five Division I sports is required to have a, quote, year in residence. So football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, ice hockey. You have to sit out a year when transferring, absent a waiver. Well, I would think that you should have a waiver now. If you're in the Big Ten and you're in the Pac-12, what's the NCAA going to do with those players? And if you're a player of the stature of Justin Fields, the starting quarterback at Ohio State, could you see where Justin Fields would be asking for a waiver and maybe transferring? Is Herbie set to join us?
He sure is.
Joe Montana is going to join us a little bit later on as well. Herbie joins us. Congratulations, Herbie. Great night for you last night. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dan. Thanks a lot, man. Crazy day with everything going on in the morning, and then to have that go on last night. That was quite a different emotional swing.
Here is how it sounded when Herbie won, and Herbie is in probably the toughest category. We're in the best daily sports show. We're in that category, but Herbie's in there with the best analysts. So you got Collinsworth, who's always winning. Tony Romo's the new flavor here. I mean, Troy Aikman's in there, and here's the announcement last night.
I've won a few of these. I've never really been there to accept them. I'm like the guy that can't believe he got invited to be here with you guys. I'm just very, very appreciative of being able to do something I love.
You caught me off guard there, Herbie, and I'm sure you were caught off guard as well, but I'm watching, I'm going, good for Herbie. And then all of a sudden, I walked away, I came back, I go, what's going on? Paulie goes, no, Herbie's really emotional here. And I go, oh, well, if I win, I have to have more tears than Herbie does. And, of course, I didn't win. But why did it hit you so strong there?
Well, you know, you're staring at a computer. You're not at the ceremony. I could have very easily just kind of tipped my cap and said, hey, thanks a lot. You know, I've been really, really fortunate. You know, between game day and the ones I've won individually, I think I've won 14 now and five individual. So it's not like, oh my God, I won an Emmy. I think it was just, I don't know, just you just mentioned the names that were in that category, and every time I'm in it, they're typically the same names, and it's just a kind of a pinch me moment. Like, how the hell? How am I even in this circle? And it's just gratitude. And I love what I do. And I just, you know, and I think it's maybe the emotion comes from the kind of the world we're in right now. And just seeing the world that we know be challenged. I don't know. It just makes me kind of take a step back and just be grateful for what I have.
Well, it was a great moment, and look, I get emotional at if somebody opens an envelope, even if my name is not mentioned. But we are approaching the Buffalo Bills. We've gone 0-3 here, so I don't know if you have any advice on us, Herbie.
Well, you guys, I remember one year I went, and you were up against Bob Costas for like top.
Studio host.
I think Costas won or something like that, and you went up.
Yeah.
And that
well,
was
I had
classic.
Written a speech. I had written a speech, and the thing was, is Costas was actually there. But I said, I wrote this speech like 10 years ago, and I got to deliver it. And some of the people were dead on the on my list there. So I just thought, you know what? Let me go up there. And Bob was fine with it because he, Bob loses him. He uses some doorstops or whatever. He hands them out at Halloween, I think. with what happened yesterday, and I'm trying to figure this out, I just don't know if the Big Ten and Pac-12 have different information than the ACC, SEC, and the Big 12 have when it comes to this pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, they must. I mean, and you know, there are hot spots all over the country. You know, I know Los Angeles and California, through a lot of this, has been considered a hot spot. But I think the confusion that is out there for a lot of people is that where is the leadership in college football, right? I hear that a lot. Where is the leadership? What's going on with the NCAA? And as you know, Dan, with college football going to this Power Five, when there was all that realignment, they created the playoff. And when they created the playoff, they got away from the NCAA because they became the Power Five conferences. And those Power Five conference commissioners became the leaders for college football. And I think what is very apparent to everybody is instead of having one voice, you have five silos. And those five silos are worried about just their presidents, their players, their ADs, their coaches, basically their fans, their constituents in that region. And that's all they're concerned about. So what's happening with the Pac-12, what's happening with the Big Ten, has nothing to do with the ACC and the Big 12 and the SEC. But I'm with you. You know, we're relying on doctors. We're relying on data. We're relying on advice. We have no idea about infectious disease, right? Guys like you and I. We listen to guys like Dr. Fauci tell us what we need to know. What I found interesting yesterday is the Big Ten is doing that, and the Pac-12 is doing that, canceling. And the same day, the SEC and the ACC doctors that provide leadership for them are saying, "Oh no,
yeah.
we've got a clear path to play." And it makes you just go, "Wait! How do you have a clear path?" And again, I understand and respect the hotspots, but why can't all the doctors get on the same page? It's frustrating.
I just want these doctors to release the information, and I would love to have all of these doctors in the Power Five conferences, just so we know, apples to apples, what everybody's dealing with, and can it help us as everyday citizens here? Like, what testing procedures are put in place, safeguards are put in place?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I would just say that I think if we step back from the emotion of we want football, you know, and just look at what is hanging over the head of these conferences. Because if you look at the data of 18 to 24-year-olds, you could very easily say, look at the data. I mean, most of these cases are asymptomatic. My kids are at Clemson. They play at Clemson. They had 40 players at one point a few weeks ago that were positive. My kids got a couple of their roommates were both positive. They got dinged to be quarantined for contact tracing, so they couldn't go over to the facility for 2 weeks. It just gives you an example of how easily you could lose an entire roster because not so much the positive cases, but the direct contact. And to me, while we all want to say they're all asymptomatic, it's not that big a deal, you know as well as I do, all it takes is two or three or four or five outliers in all of college football, kids that all of a sudden, you know, they're in the hospital, they're in intensive care, and all of a sudden that's a liability for that conference commissioner, for that athletic director, for that coach. And so that's, to me, at the end of the day, why the Pac-12 and the Big Ten pulled the plug. I think it's the risk. It's the potential risk of, yeah, maybe 90% of them are okay, but what if? And now I got to look at those parents in the eye, and they're going to say, why did you green light us? Why did you play football knowing the risk? So I think that just the potential of that is why they decided to make that move.
He's Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN college football analyst, and he won his fifth sports Emmy last night, most of any commentator in ESPN history. If you're Justin Fields and you had the opportunity to transfer, first of all, should he get the opportunity to transfer, in your opinion? And if so, would you do it?
Well, I think all the Big Ten and the Pac-12 players should have the right to look to be able to go elsewhere just because of these extreme circumstances. You know, we're in a different era when it comes to players having freedom to be able to go to another school and not have to sit out. And these would be, to me, as extreme. This would be as extreme of a case that you can imagine. I would say this, and as far as Justin specifically, he has an incredibly close relationship with Ryan Day, not just man to man, but Ryan Day is looked at as the cutting edge in all of football when it comes to breaking down defenses and knowing how to attack them. The NFL people look at he and Lincoln Riley like, man, these guys are masterminds. And so I really think if you look at him specifically, that Justin Fields that left Georgia as a five-star, didn't beat out Jake Fromm, goes to Ohio State and becomes a Heisman candidate, comes back for this year, Heisman candidate, considered a first or second pick. He's really grown underneath Ryan Day. So I would be shocked in that case that if he would ever leave, he'd rather sit in a film room and work out with Ryan Day and continue to improve with Ryan Day than I think he would want to do elsewhere.
I would do that, too. I would stay. Yeah. I'd just work out. Would you take Justin Fields over Trevor Lawrence?
man, that's going to be the big thing. That I think it would depend on the system, you know, in the NFL.
Let's jump in early on this, Herbie. This could win you an Emmy next year.
Yeah, exactly. The NFL, man, it's crazy. You know, you go back to 10 years ago, the quarterback in the NFL was Peyton Manning. It was Tom Brady, right? I mean, these college quarterbacks coming out of the Big 12, it was like, well, he's too small. We don't, you know, in the college, in the pro game, you got to sit in the pocket and make the throws, and you got to be 6'4". And now Kyler Murray's out there, right? I mean, Russell Wilson's out there. Lamar Jackson's out there. It's a different game for a lot of these offenses. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And a lot of these older coaches like Andy Reid, who have been West Coast guys their entire lives, got to make plays from the pocket. They're saying, well, look what the college game is giving us. I've got to alter my scheme to Patrick Mahomes coming out of Texas Tech. Instead of making him alter his game to my system, like we've been doing for 15 years, I'm going to try to learn this offense. And we're going to try to run it, and it obviously worked out really well. So I think that trend's going to continue to grow. So with that in mind, I think Justin Fields is going to be a guy that's going to be dynamic at the next level. I think his skill set, the ability to throw, the ability to run, the ability to create is very, very rare. So it'll be fun to see he and Trevor work out, and both of them, I think, are going to be superstars. But I think Justin may have a little bit of an upper hand just because of the way the NFL game is kind of trending, the direction it's going.
All right, so long-winded way of saying you might give the edge to Justin Fields over Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what I want. By the way, I just got this in. Big 12 teams, their schedule, they're going to open up with a non-conference opponent. That would either be September 12th or the 19th. The conference schedule would begin September 26th, which I guess would coincide also with the SEC starting as well. But non-conference opponent, that might be, they could be playing somebody in the SEC as a non-conference opponent, I guess.
Real quick thing about people being bringing this up, and it's good for your listeners to think about. Two of the Power Five are out. Three are still standing. Would Bill Hancock and the playoff committee still have a college football playoff with three Power Five teams left?
Yes.
Now I think it's yes. You know, I don't know if they publicly said that, but I think they do that. And I think it's, you know, if you lose another one, maybe you don't, you know, if there's only two remaining. But if there's three, I still think you would see them move forward with a playoff.
Great to talk to you, Herbie, as always. And once again, congratulations, and hope the boys are safe there at Clemson.
Thanks, man. Great talking to you. Appreciate it.
That's Kirk Herbstreit joining us on the program. By the way, make sure you go to rockauto.com, all the parts your car or truck will ever need, rockauto.com. It was founded back in 1999, two goals in mind. First, giving people direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, making those parts, brands, prices, features you want available anytime 24/7. Rockauto.com, a lot of the parts you were probably told dealer only are no longer available. They go right to your home or office. You don't waste time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. You can go to rockauto.com today. Make sure you tell them we sent you all the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com. Now, before you say, well, Herbie's going to take Justin Fields over Trevor Lawrence, his sons play at Clemson with Trevor Lawrence. So this isn't a home field advantage or bias there for Herbie. He's saying he would take Justin Fields in the NFL slightly above Trevor Lawrence. Yes, McLovin.
That was high praise for Coach Ryan Day.
Yes, it was.
Does that sound legit to you, or is that Ohio State favoritism?
It sounds smart to be able to learn. He's already established himself, I think, with the scouts that he's going to be a top five pick. Now let's just go out and, you know, send out videos, work out, show people, you know, what you're doing in the during this pandemic. Yeah, Paulie.
You know that note from Bruce Feldman about the Big 12 teams going to play a non-conference opponent, at least one non-conference opponent. Air Force, Army, and Navy are still planning on playing football this fall. They are all in the window of, they have a lot of open weekends. Army's got like 8 open weekends. Same with Navy, Air Force. Those are quality football programs that are looking to play somebody.
Forgot all about.
And what kind of criticism would Army, Navy, and Air Force football get for playing, or lack of criticism?
I don't know.
They're open for business.
Yeah.
Jeff Munkin, the head coach of Army, said Army can safely play the season amid the COVID-19 pandemic 24 hours ago. And they have 8 open weeks on their schedule.
All right, we'll take a break. Joe Montana set to join us. My thanks to Kirk Herbstreit. Herbie was traveling, going to Clemson to see his sons, and we appreciate it. Also, ESPN PR, thank you again for helping us with getting Herbie. It's coming up on 19 after the hour. More phone calls as well. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Chrome Soft. I was playing on Sunday, 9 holes with my wife. And she always wants to know, do I have a different ball than she has? Because she says, well, you know, I got an orange one and you have a yellow one. I said, they're the same. Well, they're not, because yours is yellow and mine is orange. I said, they're both Callaways. Well, then why can't I use the yellow one? Use the yellow one. So we're on a par 3, 100 yards, and she nearly has a hole in one. And she said, see, I told you it was the golf ball. The new 2020 Chrome Soft, Chrome Soft X. I've never had a hole-in-one. If she would have had one the 4th time she's ever played golf, I would have just quit. But they're available. I use the yellow one. It has the alignment-enhancing triple-track technology, so it helps you from tee to green. When you're lining up for a putt, you already have the lines there for you. The new Chrome Soft delivers an unmatched combination of speed, consistency. That's consistency. Spin and control. This ball is built for total performance, just like I am. The ball changes everything. Get your new Chrome Soft or Chrome Soft X golf balls today at Callaway Golf. com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. More phone calls coming up. Reggie Miller will join us on the program tomorrow. I like how Reggie helped program today's show because he realized college football was a big deal. And he goes, you probably want me tomorrow, not today. And I said, thank you, Reggie. We'll have you on tomorrow. After Damian Lillard put up 61 after putting up 51. Joe Montana here is joining us now, the four-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, of course. Have you ever worn your four Super Bowl rings at the same time?
I can't remember the last time I had one on, level four, no.
But if you go to the Super Bowl, when you're down there or a Hall of Fame event, you're not wearing any of your rings, no?
No, none of them. Not either the Hall of Fame one either.
Where is the nearest?
Like trophies.
What?
I treat them like trophies.
Where are they right now?
In the safe here in the house.
Do you know the combination? Can you get them out for us?
It might take me a while to think of it. See, what was my birthday again?
It's good to talk to you. We were talking about quarterbacks and how you come into the league, and it used to be you had to adapt to the coach and his style, his system. If you were coming out of Notre Dame now, would they be adapting to your style more so than the other way around?
No, I still think it happens that you walk into a system. Sorry about that. Somebody is at the door. Somebody's here early. Oh, that's my daughter dropping our granddaughter off.
You have to go get her?
No. My wife, Jennifer's going to grab her. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you adapt to a system. I mean, you have to learn. And then, I mean, if you start having success, I think if you look at guys like Peyton, who eventually got to the point where he was able to kind of control the offense and do things he wanted to do. And I think that was, when you look at Tom, I think that's part of the reason he left, was he wanted to do things and they wanted to do something different or wouldn't allow him to do those things. And a short time I had with him on at the Super Bowl was, you know, they asked me what I want to do and I tell them and then they do something different or the opposite. So I think that's kind of, he was looking for a little bit more control on that side. But I think that, typically coming out of college, sometimes they'll adapt a little bit of what you do if it's totally different from what they do. I mean, if you look at the 49ers and you go back and, well, not just them, but you go to Cam Newton or any of those guys that ran the read option, you know, everybody tried to do that at first, and then the defense figures out, you know, how to defend it, and the NFL didn't take them long. And so you don't see that as much as you used to see when it first became a fad in college. And then the hard part is you don't, that style doesn't really lend itself to learning how to read a defense in most cases. So I think that's why a lot of those guys struggle.
Do you think that Bill Walsh would have let you run the offense from the line of scrimmage?
Absolutely not.
Well, at least you paused for effect there, Joe.
I was trying to figure out another nice way to say it. I think that was it. There's so many plays in our game plans, and we would have 130 passes every week in a game plan. I mean, we throw about 25, 30 times at the most, and we have 130 some passes only with a couple different formations. And so it would have been too hard to try to game plan your and study the things you had to study to learn that offense that was in you were going to run that week. So I don't think he would let me do it. We had well, I mean, he gave me full reign and control. You know, the plays in. Hey, it's up to you to do something better, take advantage of something. You're free to do it as long as it works.
Did you get yelled at by Bill Walsh?
Bill didn't yell. He had this subtle way about him. I still remember it as I threw an interception in the end zone one time, and I used to go from the field right to Bill, and then I'd go to the phones and talk to the coaches upstairs. And as I was coming off the field, he had his card with all the plays on it in his hand, and he was doing this thing right here like this.
Uh-oh.
And I knew I was in trouble. And he got over there, and he said, he looked at me in the eyes and said, "What was that?" And I said, "I think they call that an interception." And he said, he looked deadpan, "Try not to let that happen again." I said, "Okay, I promise I won't." That was my last time going straight to Bill. From that point on, I went to the phones and then back to Bill.
But you didn't go rogue that often, did you?
No, he expected so much of the quarterback position. I didn't care if it was Steve DeBerg, me, Steve Young, Steve Bono, doesn't matter. I mean, he expected perfection out of that position of all of them. I mean, he wanted everybody to strive for that perfect game, but more so he wanted the quarterback to be perfect, make great decisions, never make a mistake. It's not going to happen, but – you know, in areas like that, he was pretty demanding when it comes to the quarterback.
He's Joe Montana joining us on behalf of a new relationship announced today between Notre Dame and Guinness. Hey, I can relate to both of those. Beer and football. Yeah.
You got to love it. I think what a better combination, right? Two great traditions joining up to, enjoy, and hopefully we're getting ready to celebrate the coming back of football. I'm not sure it's going to happen, though. But in the same time, when you look at them, I think they both have great, great traditions behind them, looking to do the same things, commitments to making the world a better place, and also trying to get people together and enjoy it. And whether it's enjoying football or sports, we're going to do it and with a nice glass, a pint of Guinness.
And then we would have had, what was it, Navy and Notre Dame in Dublin this year.
Yep.
It got canceled.
There would have been a lot of Guinness being poured right around there, and that would have been fun. Would have loved to have seen that. So I don't know. Hopefully it still happens. We'll see how it goes.
I've been on the Notre Dame campus on a weekend, and there wasn't much partying going on there, Joe. But when you were at Notre Dame, did you party much?
There was no partying at Notre Dame. At all, never. Anyway.
Okay. I'm going to take you at your word, Joe. You would never lie to me. You never did that, right?
You know, it's one of the biggest tailgates that around college. I know it may not be as epic as some of the big Southern schools that like to say, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of Guinness being consumed in those parking lots. It's fun to go back to a game. I think it's one of the most exciting places to go watch a football game. If you've never been there, the tradition just, leaks out of everything as you walk around the campus. And Jennifer fell in love on Fridays. The band comes through the campus, and she just makes sure that we're there every time we go, that we're there for that scene as they come through and play the fight song through the campus. So.
Where would you have gone if it wasn't Notre Dame?
I was torn between if something had happened, and because I was dreamt to go to Notre Dame, and so as soon as they offered me, I canceled all the other schools. But I'd have probably somewhere like Michigan State or Georgia were on the top of the list at that time. But luckily for me, I didn't have to make a decision. So
where did how do you – I know you didn't lose the Super Bowl, but you're Jimmy Garoppolo. You got to a Super Bowl and you lost a Super Bowl. So what advice – and in the offseason, the front office kicked the tires on bringing in Tom Brady here.
Well, I think when you if you have a chance to bring someone like Brady, obviously as successful as he's been, bringing him back home, I think That would have been a great decision for him. What does it say about Jimmy? I don't think it says much when you look at a caliber person like Tom coming in, if that was the case. But in the side of it, you know, Jimmy has to keep his head up. I mean, he played first full season and got to a Super Bowl with them, and then played pretty well. I mean, he ended up making those guys. I think they tried to protect him too much in the Super Bowl. I'm not sure why. You know, you miss a throw. We all miss throws. Yeah, was that a big throw he missed? Yeah, it was a big throw, but it happens. He needs to stay positive and believe in himself. The worst thing you can do as a quarterback, I don't care if no one around you believes in you. The only person that has to believe in you is you. And the minute you give that up, you won't be the starter any longer. You've got to fight and stay in there and believe. And he has nothing to be ashamed of. Every year there's somebody that loses in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And every year there's a bunch of other teams that don't even get there. So, hey, be proud of the season you had and just think of, hey, next time I have that throw, I'll make it. And don't let negative things creep into your head.
I know we've had conversations before about keeping everybody happy on offense. And, you know, Jerry Rice, you have the greatest receiver of all time, keeping him happy. And, of course, Jerry was always open. That's why when I hear these stories about Antonio Brown and teams that should pick him up, it's hard to have that player as a chip on his shoulder, wants to prove everybody wrong, and you got to keep him happy there. How do you do that as a quarterback where you got that guy who keeps telling you, I'm open, and he wants to prove everybody wrong?
You try to do the best that you can to get him involved. I mean, Jerry never complained. You could tell on occasion if we hadn't thrown him a pass that there was something different going on, but he was quiet. He never said much in the huddle. And like you said, every time he said, Jerry, were you open? Yeah. You know, looking at you, he watched the video. There's three guys on him. Yeah, I was open, though. but they're all like that. They all want the ball. That's the kind of guy, though, you want, right? You want someone who wants the ball, but he can't have it all the time, right? I think teams started figuring out how to play the 49ers was to keep Jerry from getting behind everybody and putting somebody there and on him and then somebody behind him. Don't let him get down the field on you. And that makes you have to go to the other side. Now, we were fortunate, though. Well, we had John Taylor, you know, and I feel bad for John because John was, if he had asked for a trade and gone somewhere else, he'd have been Jerry Rice. He was a freak of nature. Never said a word, though. I mean, we'd run double routes. I mean, I felt so bad for him. We don't run double routes much anyway. We'd run like double comebacks with deep 25-yard outs and, John Taylor, Jerry Rice. And you look over there, and John Taylor's wide open and going, sorry, John.
Wait, is this story true, though? When you threw the touchdown pass to John Taylor to win the Super Bowl against the Bengals, was Jerry Rice the decoy?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, the gist of the route was in the inside. And what Bill studied, well, most coaches do this, but they'll study in like a certain motion or something, and a formation will put him into a certain coverage. And that motion tended to kick them into two deep safeties. And John Taylor has a read route. So he has, if there's a single safety, he hooks to the outside. If it's split safety, takes a little nod out and then splits the safeties, trying to stay closest to the one by him. And Jerry's just really dressing on the cake to get him into that coverage.
Yeah. How did Jerry feel about being a decoy in the Super Bowl where John Taylor catches the game-winning touchdown?
I'm sure he wanted the ball, too. I'm sure he was open over there on the side. he's no matter much how much he wanted the ball, he still was a great team player. You know, he was so happy for John. You know, obviously, you know, he was the MVP.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter.
And, you know, one other item, we, of course, lost our good buddy Dwight Clark. So he took with him to the grave the secret of, were you really trying to throw the ball away against the Dallas Cowboys, Joe? I guess we're never going to know if you were, or Everson Walls, maybe, if you were really trying to throw that ball away.
Well, I was trying to throw over a 6'8" guy. So
that was Ed Too Tall Jones is in your face.
And so I thought I had it soft enough up there. And when I let it go, I thought it was arm's length above his head, and everybody, I heard him scream. I forget, okay, touchdown, no big deal. And our equipment manager, when we got onto the sideline, he said to me, boy, your buddy saved your ass that time. what are you talking about, Chico? He goes, hey, he jumped out of the stadium to catch that pass. I'm going, Chico, he's white. He can't jump. Come on, what the fuck don't you get? But yeah, I mean, he made a great catch.
Where is that ball?
I think Dwight had it.
Oh, he
and,
did.
I mean, there's always everybody says they have it, so I'm not sure for sure where it is, but yeah, he made a great catch. And then we never threw the ball to Dwight on that play. We ran that play a million times during the year. And the weirdest thing is Bill made us practice it in training camp to throw that to him. We both thought he was crazy. But we never throw it to him. You're supposed to go down and set a pick and just throw the ball with Kai coming off the pick. It's simple. But little did we know how important it would be later and getting us in for a Super Bowl. So
yeah. Hey, great to talk to you. Joe is going to be featured in Guinness TV spots, social media, other promotional activities in the months ahead. And hopefully we'll get a chance to have a beer together there, Joe. It's great to see you.
I think there's some coming your way.
Oh.
Yeah, so hopefully
you buried the lead. You buried the lead, Joe. We're getting we're getting Guinness. All right.
Yeah, it's coming your direction.
Go Irish.
Yeah, I'm in both sides. So happy to be a part of this partnership, and always great to talk to you.
Thank you, buddy.
And I just checking though, when you ran out of here, are you okay? Just want to make because I have my daughter left some diapers here in case if you need one.
Wow.
Run to the bathroom. I know you're getting older.
Wow.
So just checking to make sure you're okay.
Wow.
Everything's still working.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it works too well, Joe. It works. Sometimes it works too often where you got to get up and go. So, but thank you for looking out for me. My best to Jennifer, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Always great to talk to you.
That's Joe Montana. We'll take a break. We'll close up shop after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Take me up on this offer. NextGreatPodcast.com. You got an idea? Now's your chance. Submit your pitch. Go to the website, all the details there, and we're going to select up to 10 semifinalists, give you $1,000 each to produce a pilot episode, and then we're going to have people around the country voting on that. You got till the end of the month, nextgreatpodcast.com. Pick a winner, and I'm going to be in business with you, or you're going to be in business with me. So take me up on the offer, and doesn't have to be sports. Just has to be interesting. I mentioned the Big 12 was going to have a statement. Presidents got together. I don't know. I'm guessing they voted on whether or not they're going to try to continue to play football. Here's the statement from the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlesby. Ultimately, our student athletes have indicated their desire to compete in the sports they love this season. It's up to all of us to deliver a safe, medically sound, and structured academic and athletic environment for accomplishing that outcome. No surprise there. We expected that. I did have Rick Neuheisel on, former college coach. He works for CBS Sports. And I asked him, what's the collateral damage going to be to the Big Ten and Pac-12 for not playing football?
The fact that the Big Ten has chosen not to play football in the fall is helpful to the Pac-12 because it gives them some cover. But I think what both those conferences have to do is tell us what happened in the 5 days since or 6 days since the Big Ten released a schedule. What new medical information do they have? Because if it is, in fact, new medical information, the rest of these conferences deserve to have it as well.
So that's Rick Neuheisel. And I don't know if some of these players are going to be able to transfer. Are they going to want to transfer? The NCAA is looking into that as we speak. We didn't talk any baseball. We should have, because MLB Tonight won the Sports Emmy last night. You know who I heard from today? Harold Reynolds. He sent me laughing emojis. And I said, well done, Harold. Well done, Harold. Congratulations to Major League Baseball, MLB Network, winning the Sports Emmy. Did that sound sincere?
It's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. He called me a poor loser last night. I'm not poor. I'm just a loser. I'm a loser. I'm not poor. Here's a stat for you. Remember back in July, we were saying, if somebody bats 400 in this shortened season, are we going to give them credit? I should have brought up, if somebody bats 500 in this season, are we going to give them credit? Charlie Blackmon is batting 500. He's 34 for 68 this year. He leads baseball in hits, runs, RBIs. These are crazy numbers. He started the season going 0 for 9. Since then, he's 34 for 59, batting .576. If he bats 500, I'm going to give him credit. No asterisk needed there. You bat 500? 400? Nah. 500? Yep. I'm going to acknowledge you. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Dan, 1879, the first National Archery Association tournament took place.
Oh, stop.
In Chicago, Illinois, where I was born. No surprise. Mm. Former grand champion.
Hotbed of great archers.
That's right, Seton. 1994, Major League Baseball went on strike rather than allow team owners to cap their salaries. Strike lasted 232 days. The World Series was wiped out for the first time in 90 years.
Alex in Florida joins us. Good morning, Alex. What do you have for me?
Hey, man. 6'4" and a 5'215". I just wanted to get your thoughts on this being the year that a group of five team, an undefeated group of five team, could be considered for the college football playoffs. If you look at the coaches poll that was released preseason, if you remove the Big 10 and the Pac-12 teams, UCF is ranked 13 and Cincinnati is ranked 14.
Maybe your year, Alex. Get rid of 40 or 50 teams. It might be your year. What year? Let's see. Ryan in New York. Hi, Ryan. What do you have for me?
How you doing, Dan?
Hey.
Listen, do you think this split between the Power 5 conferences is going to be like a precursor to them leaving the NCAA completely and starting their new thing?
I've said that for a while now. I still believe that. I don't know when, but then I've been told by some smart people in college football that it's not going to happen anytime soon. But it feels like there is more of a move towards that, in my opinion. Yeah, Seton.
Because if you're going to realign conferences in a way that actually makes some type of geographical and business sense, this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I just don't know if they're there yet, but I get the feeling that there's at least dialogue that has to do with that possibility there. Tom in Ohio joins us. Hi, Tom. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. How are you today, bud?
I'm spectacular. That's okay. It's just an honor to be nominated, Tom.
Hey, I have some fantastic ideas for you for next year. The first one is my draft day call. Put that on as your top 10. I'm lobbying for that.
Okay.
Also, T-shirt for Seton. I'm crying my best, and
okay.
That might work.
Okay.
For Fritzy, in light of his academic achievements, Cheat Friday.
Ooh.
Suggestion that since you have a lot of Emmys on your own, I can't really go along with saying that the Danettes are at any fault here. So I think maybe you might just be a system guy.
Wow. Well, I did create my own system, but thank you, Tom. If you want to call me the Peyton Manning of hosts, then that's fine. I'll limp towards another sports Emmy. You guys can carry me like the Broncos did with Peyton. I'm okay with that. Yeah, see.
You feel like this year is going to be a true test of our sports Emmy-dom, you know? It really feels
how
like...
How are you spelling that Emmy-dom?
M-E-D-U-M-B.
D-U-M-B.
Yeah. This is going to be a true test
of
how Emmy-worthy we are.
You're going to have to carry me. It's like Kellen Winslow Jr. after the game against the Miami Dolphins where they're carrying him off the field.
Well, I'm just hoping it's
Byron Leftwich.
I'm hoping it's more like Paul Pierce.
Oh.
We carry off and we're like, I don't know, I think he's dead. And then all of a sudden you come back out and give us a few more minutes.
Yes, McLovin.
I said we're the Broncos. Three losses, then Terrell Davis comes. Ethan is our Terrell Davis. You win two late Elway Super Bowls.
I'll take it. I'll limp towards another sports Emmy. Todd, what did you learn on today's program?
I learned how much I like your idea. Doctors representing each of the Power 5 conferences should do a Q&A Zoom call that we can watch.
McLovin?
Joe Montana said Dwight Clark couldn't have jumped that high because white guys can't jump on the catch.
Joe, when you get him telling stories, he's a lot of fun. Seton O'Connor.
Joe Montana has an extremely loud doorbell.
Paulie, what'd you learn?
Joe Montana locks his doors.
What we learned brought to you by Raycon Wireless Earbuds. The way to go, get 15% off your Raycon order. BuyRaycon.com/Patrick. That's BuyRaycon.com/Patrick. Reggie Miller is going to be on the program tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Hope you'll join us tomorrow as well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.